Morning. Today we're going to take up that second request from last week. How to do healing work and not keep calling the person to mind that the healing is for. This was the second request. But what I think that I'm going to do is that I'm going to start as if no one has ever heard of healing work or world work, or has never been asked for any healing help. But perhaps they themselves have felt that they wanted to do something about an appearance or an experience. So for those who are familiar, with what we call healing work or healing help, just rest back. But everyone have an open heart as we go along, okay? So follow a breath. Breath coming in and a breath going out. Follow a breath without engaging any thought of what is appearing or being experienced. And rest in the reality that there is no person here to be speaking. And that there is no person here to be listening. So rest in the knowing that that which is speaking is that which is listening. Follow another breath. Just aware of the happening without comment. Just being aware of any appearance as they pass by. Resting in reality. So firstly, let's bring our attention to this. There are no persons to be healed. There are no persons to fix or to make happy. There are no persons to make better. There are no persons to be loved. And there are no persons to be doing healing work. And there is no God to be directed by a person to give healing to someone. Or something. So let's take a moment with that. Now, I said this before, but I'm going to say this again. When you begin a spiritual path, a spiritual journey. Most likely, one of the first things you probably heard or read was, "You are not a body, nor are you the mind. And there is only one presence." These are the basics and seem to be the main ingredients for our first steps into a spiritual, into spirituality. And we are meant to take them in deeply and to live the truth of them. So we engage in practices to help to see clearly. To see clearly that what you are is beyond the body beliefs and beyond the mind beliefs. And it is from this knowing that you can rest in the truth of recognition that there is only one infinite energy, one infinite essence, one infinite presence. Okay. So those are our basics when we come into a spiritual journey. Now it does happen, it could happen, and it is happening that as you go along in your spiritual journey, that there may come the time when you are asked for spiritual help. And the requester wants to have the body healed or fixed. Or they may be asking to have someone else's body fixed or healed. Or are they requesting that a relationship be healed, that a business be healed, that the experiencing of lack be healed, or perhaps a pet to be made better. It could be anything at all. In the request. Okay, so I want you to listen as if you do not already know this. Okay? If these are the askings of the requester, it is at this point you are to stop and turn within and question since God consciousness is all that is and all that is present, you ask. Is it God that needs healing? Does God need any fixing? And you enter the inner silence and be still there, listening in the heart. I think you can all see the wisdom in that. So let's give that a try, okay? Take a breath and follow it in and follow it out. Now, your friend Liza gives you a call, right? And she asks you to please heal her painful back. What do you do? The question, does God need healing? What is present that is even asking that question? God alone is present. The question is being animated through my friend Lisa. So God alone is present. Nothing else is. It is in this you come again into the recognition. There is only one present. Okay? Only one presence. There is no friend Liza or Lisa. So the question becomes then an opportunity for you to turn within. Now, even with all of our practicing of living in the reality that God alone is, we may at some point, if the habit has not totally been dissolved within us, we may fall back into seeing people and animals and things that in our mind needs healing or needs help or needs fixing. And again, at that point, you sit quietly. But instead of turning into the heart, you try to do the action of healing, go outward instead of inward. Okay. So you are attempting to do what is called healing. And again, you must stop and question. What and who is to be helped? Is it God that needs help? And when the one who has asked for help keeps coming to your thoughts again and again, here is where you stop. You see that point, you see that clearly. And again, you ask who needs healing. So this is a repetition to recognize you are not the doer to do healing work, and there's no God for you to call on to help heal someone. But it's with these questions that there is a dissolution within you about there being a person that needs to be healed. That the clear seeing comes that God alone is the only presence. No matter what words I hear and no matter what thoughts arise to me, God alone is the only presence. And then Once more, you are resting in truth, and the feeling of peace pervades. Then it is done. Then it is done. So remember, it is in this questioning that you get the thoughts of doing healing or someone in need of healing to slow down. And it allows you to look again from the place of silence, from the place of peace. Okay, so it is when we go back to the habit of seeing separation that we will see people and places and things that need healing or fixing. That is only visible, or that's only seen through the mind filters of separation. Because truly only God is there. You say, well, Mary, that person has cancer. I say, which person? Does God have cancer? Does God need healing? No, the perfection is already there. Perfection has not gone anywhere. It is, and again, it's in this questioning that you slow down those thoughts that are trying to report the appearance. You slow them down. No, perfection is ever present. And as you remember, you come back into the silence, into that knowing perfection is. It is not what is there that has a cancer. Cancer is an appearance upon a vehicle that what is there is utilizing. What is there does not have cancer. What is there does not have a bad back. What is there does not have migraine headaches. Those are all appearances, happenings with the vehicle that what is there is utilizing. The perfection is ever present. So with this questioning, it brings us away from the temptation to be a doer, to fix, to heal, or to change. In our questioning, we come into the clear understanding that God and perfection are ever present. You learn to not use the vehicle as being the presence. The vehicle always remains a vehicle. It's just like your car, your automobile. It always remains the vehicle, whether it is in the shop being repaired or whether it is no longer useful and put to rest at the auto shop graveyard. It always remains that vehicle. Okay? It never becomes that which is using it. When you step into the vehicle, you do not become the vehicle. Okay? You are the driver of that vehicle. You are the maintenance presence that looks after that vehicle. But no matter how often you drive it, you never become the vehicle. So, healing is never about someone or something out there that needs healing. It is always about you seeing clearly and opening a way out for the light to shine that you are. Okay. Let's do so. It always seems as if there is something that needs fixing or healing. But I want to say this again. The healing is never about someone or something out there that needs healing. It is always about you seeing clearly and opening a way out for the light that you are. So by these questionings, and this is a practice, and all practices are meant to some at some point dissolve because they become part of what we are. They become okay. Joel says, "Blood of our blood. We've got them. We've got them. We don't need to practice them. We have understood." We have seen and we are clear about the reality and the truth. So the practices are only for meant to be for a time, for only for a time. So we practice this questioning until there comes the point when it has merged and dissolved in us, and we are now being that light consciously. Okay. So it's from the questioning we come into the knowingness, and in this knowingness, we recognize that God consciousness is everything. That's what your practicing does. In the recognition, there is no longer a practicing required. So we recognize that God consciousness is everything. And where at one time we were believing that there was a someone in need of healing, we now recognize only pure consciousness is present. And in God pure consciousness, there is nothing that needs fixing or healing. Perfection is ever present. In fact, in the knowing you are now resting in the truth of being. So in what you might call the healing activity, you see only God perfection and you rest in the truth of the presence that is. Now, when you sit in the silence of knowing that pure consciousness is all there is, and you rest in the bliss of knowing, that energy of pure presence flows throughout the whole of infinity, uplifting, healing, as you remain as the presence that you are, without asking, without seeing, without trying to direct, you stay as the pure presence. And if thoughts rise with the person's name who has asked for help, and the thoughts about what they need to have healed rise up as well, you do as you always do with thoughts. You let them pass by not engaging them, without giving them a power to confuse or to disturb. So, you've been asked, Liza has asked you to help heal her back. And the name, and it keeps coming back. Oh, my friend Liza, she's always in such pain. And then you try, no. So the thoughts are coming. Okay. Liza needs help. But here we are at this point again, recognizing through all of your practices that you've been doing at this point, you recognize thoughts are not power and thoughts are without presence. Okay. So you go back to that practice, you let those thoughts pass without engaging them and without giving them any power whatsoever to confuse or to bring doubt. You leave them alone. So you have cleared the thoughts. You come back to the silence. That silent knowing that God alone is. And you leave all of that as you rest in that knowing. Just rest there. And when thoughts come again in an attempt to push you back to the idea of separation, that there is a person needing healing. You remain still in the peace and the bliss of pure awareness. So now, if the vehicle is to be used to comfort, to feed, to aid, to assist in some way, or give a cup of cool water, you remain still in knowing that if that is to take place, if that is to be a happening, then it will be a happening. But it will be so as you remain still in happiness and joy. So you let the thought of a person or persons or anything you need just pass by. You remain as the silence that you are, that pure presence of silence awareness. And if the body is to be used, it will be used, and it will be used out from this silence, not from thought ideas saying, I must do this, I must do that, I should do this, I should do that. It will come pure and effortlessly out from the silence. So be still. You are already the enlightened one, and rest in that. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, it's raining. So any comments?
Thank you, Mary. Dick was explained very good.
Thank
you.
You. You're welcome, love. You're welcome so much. Did you recognize anything you did not already know? Oh, hi, Kate.
Hi. If, when you started speaking about this topic of healing, I could feel this in myself. I felt like, oh, this is too much for me this morning. I could feel this. Oh, but I felt like it was the clearest I've ever understood healing. And I was focusing it on myself. I wasn't putting, like, just being with these kind of recurrent thoughts that really drive me away from that peace. And it's really quite simple. And I feel like I have a way of, just bringing it to my own heart, bringing this healing. I'm at a loss for words.
It's when you have a request for help and you recognize that this is myself, the very presence of God, and you go and be in that place of stillness, in the knowing that I am the presence that is there, that is requesting the healing help. I am the presence there. And it is the presence, albeit through the filter of what we call ego, it is the presence asking for that healing. And in that knowing that I am that presence, you remain in the stillness. And it's the stillness that is the healing. It's not the thinking or the trying to make something happen. It is just being silent in knowingness. It is myself there in the bed that has requested help. So quite literally, it is you always that is the pure presence of awareness. No matter what it looks like, 20 people coming for healing help, it still remains the same. It is still only the one presence that is asking. Have any of you been, excuse me, have any of you been asked for healing help? Have any of you, okay, I can't, someone, if you could all turn your cameras on, that would be great.
Yes, I have.
Great.
I've been asked for help, Mary. It's Peggy.
Okay, good.
And so have I.
Alrighty. And have any of you been struggling with it?
I don't feel that Joel explained it as well as you do, so I'm very appreciative of that.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you, love.
But it's funny, that
looking back at a lot of what I learned from Joel, like I knew he possessed it. I don't know, maybe it was because of that time, like that consciousness that he was teaching. But it's like he could only go so far or something. I always felt that he came up again and then he wouldn't go any further than that, you know. But I kind of feel like I knew he knew it, but, you know, in some cases he was explicit. But in a lot of areas, it felt like he held back or something.
I had that impression as well.
Yeah.
But I think, Mary, like listening to many of his tapes, you know, he went to that practitioner, Christian Science practitioner, and when he came out, he said his life was changed and people were coming up to him and asking him for healing. And he didn't know how to do it. And I think he just, people just kept coming up to him. He left his practice as a lace merchant in New York City. And he said, I think he spent at least 13 years trying to find out how he was able to do this because he didn't know. And it seems like it might have been grace where he was able to do this, but I could be wrong. People might know. And I think The Thunder of Silence was one of the books that finally came out of him trying to figure out how he can heal. He would say, no words, no thoughts, no actions, just this. And I guess that was the dimension of consciousness that he was able to rise into, and the healings took place. And he would say, you know, when people come to me with tuberculosis, I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything about tuberculosis. You know, don't come to me with the symptoms. And it was as though, as he said, the quicker he dropped the claim. I mean, I think he said one time he would go out to a movie and the healing would take place. So I guess I'm carrying on here. I think the reason why he couldn't explain it is because it happened to him. And he had to delve very, very deep to figure out, to try to come to why. You know, so no words, no thoughts, no reaction, just this. And I've often heard it's said, if you don't react, there are no price tags.
okay.
And you know, I have that wallpapered in my house. If I don't react, there are no price tags. So I don't know whether the gift was given to Joel and he spent a good portion of his life trying to figure out how.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Just so we know that it was not a special gift given to a person. It mm-hmm. is an awareness of consciousness that all are the same, that there is no one greater than another. So whatever transpired through our mystics or our sages or our gurus or whatever transpired through them, that same consciousness is here utilizing this form to accomplish whatever through this form. So we are all alike, as we are all the one consciousness. Right now, I am you, you are me, and we are all this pure consciousness. So again, whatever transpired through one, even if it's a Gandhi or a Buddha, it will transpire through any vehicle
mm-hmm.
When they are open to it happening.
Mm-hmm. And I remember one instance, I guess it was about 15 years ago, I was staying with my sister in the UK. And, you know, I just read, I had Joel's books with me, etc. And she came into my room the following morning and she said, you know, I went to bed last night with a sore throat. I was really worried that I couldn't go on this vacation with you. And today I have no sore throat. And I know you had something to do with it. Well, first of all, I had no idea about the sore throat. I had no idea about any of that. And I couldn't, you know, like when we're open to this, people can come to us and ask for things. And like, I couldn't have known anything about a sore throat. And I said to her, Gina, I don't know anything about a sore throat. And she said, yes, you do. You had something to do with this. And, you know, I've often heard it said, when we are on this path, when we are practicing the presence of God, people are drawn to us and they don't know why. But, you know, what is in me is in thee. It's everybody has this gift. Everybody has this gift. I don't know how they have it or into what extent.
Well, they have it because it's their it's our nature. Mm-hmm. Silence is our nature, and all things emanate out from this silence, mm-hmm. all appearances. Mm-hmm. So we all are this one consciousness. It's not that we have it or don't have it. We are it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I don't know whether this pertains to it. I know St. Paul would say, I think he was him. Some have the gift of prophecy. Some have the gift of healing. Some have other kinds of gifts. But we're all of this one Christ being, you know, the of one. And gifts come in different ways. Like, you know, I know there's artists out there. I don't know how to draw. That's a part of me, right? The art gift. Business is a bit more so, but like as far as this consciousness is what I am.
Yes. To also recognize that there is not a person to have the gift. There's not a Mary to have the gift of art. There's not a Kate to have the gift of healing. There's not an Alice to have the gift of numbers and accounting. There's no person to utilize a gift. What is present will flow through whatever vehicle it is going to flow through. So remember that that there's no person there. And it is such a beautiful thing when you're in that awareness. Because if you are like myself, like here, the art that flows through here, it is such a peaceful stillness. There is just a flowing of ideas or impressions. But there's no person here in the activity of being an artist. It is consciousness utilizing the form for its own expression. So there's no person here to have a gift. It is all consciousness and expression, and it will do that through whatever form that it does it through. Could be a grain of sand, a snail, fish, flower, beetle, even the cockroach, the snake. It will express through whatever form it expresses through, and it is expressing through every form, everywhere, and it is doing it now. Yeah, this has been wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
Mary,
yes, love.
You asked if anyone ever struggled with healing. And for years, I struggled with healing. And it really wasn't until I totally surrendered that it just vanished.
When you come to into the understanding, there's actually no person to heal. And you surrender that idea, you let it go, because there's only the one that is present. That one is perfect. That's it. You're in that place of knowing, which is a place of truth and trust. It's that place of peace and joy. And you just remain as that.
Yeah. It feels like I'm kind of going through something like that in my life now. And it's almost like a battle that I think today really helped.
Thank you. Okay. This has been wonderful today, and thank you for all of our dialogue. It's just been great. All right. So I think we'll call this one, we're full. We don't want to digest anymore, so we're going to take time now to be still and reflect, and we will have our prayer. So let us pray. Most beloved self, I, pure awareness, am as I am. Pure silent being, without needs or desires. I, pure awareness, and the presence of wholeness. I, pure awareness, and the presence of completeness. I, pure awareness, am perfect and pure. All that is perfect and pure. And I, pure awareness, am all that is. Om Shante Om. Amen. Namaste.